Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to the Empowerment Place Ministries and Using My Keys broadcast. This is your host, Valerie Burrell. Grateful to be with you again this Sunday morning with a word of empowerment. This morning we're going to talk about rain. Yeah, rain. You know, that wet stuff that falls from the sky, that causes puddles, that contributes to floods, that comes in sometimes so horrifically that, you know, attached with it is a tsunami. Just a lot of different things associated with rain. But I want to talk to you from the perspective of enjoying the rain, enjoying the rain. So let's get to the teaching. Father, we thank you now for this opportunity to come and share this word of empowerment. We thank you, Holy Spirit, for being the guide, for speaking through me today as I yield myself. Grateful in advance that the words that will be spoken will be seed planted in the mind and spirits of others. We give you glory, we give you honor and praise, and we count these things done now in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. If during this broadcast you have a question or comment for those online, please press 1 and we'll bring you live. So, enjoying the rain. Some time ago, Voice to Men sang the song, Can You Stand the Rain? And I liked the song then, and I have my own selfish reasons for how I like it so much more now. But Can You Stand the Rain spoke to different things in life from my perspective that are applicable to how we interact and exchange with our life circumstances. So that you'll know that there is some scripture regarding this. It took me to Galatians 6 and 9. It says, let us not be weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not. We shall reap if we faint not. So when you look at the lyrics of Can You Stand the Rain, they go this way. On a perfect day, I know that I can count on you. When that's not possible, tell me, can you weather the storm? Because I need somebody who will stand by me. Because I need somebody who will stand by me. That just takes me somewhere else. Okay. I hear you, Holy Spirit. Okay. Can you stand the rain? Can you stand the rain? I want us to get to a point today that as we're exchanging, you understand that you have the ability to enjoy. He says, because I need somebody who will stand by me through the good times and bad times. She will always be right there. They, you know, this is their love song. It says, sunny days, everybody loves them. But tell me, can you stand the rain? Storms will come. This we know for sure. But can you stand the rain? So the Spirit this morning was saying to us that we have to be able to not just stand the rain and stand the storms, but we have to be able to enjoy the rain. For those who know me, I love Hallmark, Hallmark Mystery Channel. I love stories that have a happy ending. that's just me. So in watching one of them, even on yesterday, there was a couple who came from different places, but of course in the end they were happy together. But in one scene, they were standing in a barn, and she looked at him and she said, "The rain's about to come." And he, instead of frowning, began to smile. And he said, "We get excited when we see the rain, because when the rain comes, we know that things are about to grow. When rain comes, then we know things are about to grow." For those who like plants and know that I do, when I'm rerooting or planting seeds, if I were to plant a seed in soil and not give it nutrition or water, that seed will shrivel and die. Yeah. That seed will need water to strengthen it, to cause the roots to become grounded so that it can grow. Where have you in life experienced rain? I asked Evangelist Brogdon on yesterday in our encounter. When you think about rain, when you first hear that rain is coming, how does it affect you? And she said, "Well, if I don't have anything to do, it's okay. But if I have something planned and I find out it's going to rain, I get sort of bummed out." And I said, "Okay, yeah." And I didn't really talk about it much to her because I was sort of putting all this together in my thoughts. But that's pretty much how I think all of us probably feel when it comes to rain. When you look at rain and how it's looked at in Scripture, one writer puts it this way: the importance of rain in season, it's for the cultivation of land. In Palestine, during this biblical time, water was necessary. There needed to be moisture for soil. It was a promise of prosperity. A promise of prosperity. So again, when we talk about when rain comes, embracing the rain, what we're doing is embracing the ability for growth to take place. For growth to take place. When you understand purpose and when you are able to embrace what it is that God has placed you in the earth to fulfill, it really does open up your understanding about things that in the past you saw as negatives, which are actually positives, things that will aid you versus things that will deter you. I sense in this time that we're in now, many of us who are seeing storms in our lives, we're seeing rainfall, and we are feeling as though we're being burdened, we're being stifled, that things are not in place. I just want to empower you this morning to start looking at this as an enjoyable time versus a time of detriment. Go back to that scripture in Galatians 6:9, and it says, "Let us not be weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not." First of all, we've got to look at whether we are in the right place doing the right thing. It says, don't be weary in well-doing. Now, I can understand that if you are in a place in your life right now where you are not doing well, it means you're not doing those things that God has sent you in the earth to do. You're not fulfilling purpose. You're toiling every day trying to make ends meet versus
doing the things that he has assigned to you, not applying the power and the authority that he's placed within you as a believer, that the Holy Spirit resides on the inside of you. It has given you ability and power that you probably have not tapped into. So right now you might be saying, no, I'm not doing well. So no, I can't stand the rain. I can't enjoy the rain because I feel like I'm sinking. I want to encourage you this morning that you got to change your mindset. The word says, let this mind be in you that was also in Christ Jesus. The word also tells you that be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. This morning, someone needs to have their mind renewed. And when you have your mind renewed, it actually changes your ability to see things a little more clearly. When our mind is perplexed and when we're all caught up in our feelings, when we look at life situations, for whatever reason, we always seem to see the negative in it. Why? Because our mind is jacked up. This morning, God says, I need you to change the way you're thinking. I need you to be able to embrace what I'm doing in your life that's going to benefit you. I need you to get in that place of doing well. Well, Valerie, you don't understand what I'm going through. You're right. I don't understand what you're going through specifically, but I do understand what I have been through. I understand the harshness that I felt when I was betrayed by people, when I felt like I didn't have anyone to lean on or to depend on but by the grace of God. I understand what it means to be in a state of lack and desiring the things that I felt were needed for me, but to know that God was with me through it all and I lacked no good thing, I had the ability to have my mind changed so I could start thinking about who he created me to be, and those promises that he has in store for me. Why? Because now I'm focusing on doing well. The scripture says, don't get weary in doing well. So when the storms are coming, when the rain is falling in your life, if you are doing well, if you are doing that which the Father has spoken to you to do, if you are fulfilling the word, moving by spirit and not by sight, then you have placed yourself in a good place, a place where you can prosper, a place where when the rains fall, they will only nurture that which has been placed on the inside of you, so the manifestation of greatness is closer than it was before. You know, here in the United States, we've had several occasions where rains have come. And, you know, just a few weeks ago, a tremendous storm, I don't even remember the storm's name, but the storm came through and it caused flooding in several low-lying areas in some southern states here in the U.S. And you saw so many stories of people trying to move in the flood and being overtaken. And you saw stories of people rescuing and becoming friendly one to another to aid them in the midst of their storm and rain. They say a lot was destroyed. A lot was destroyed. But I'm so glad and thankful to God that as much as things were destroyed, there was the birthing of something new. My God. Because we were able to open up our eyes to see the truth behind these situations that take place. Yes, storms come in our life. Yes, rain come in our life. But when you begin to see the change of a person's attitude after a storm, after they've lost something because of the storm and rain, when they see a brother or a sister lending a hand, changing a heart, a time that we have got to embrace and enjoy what God is doing in every situation that we face. Can you enjoy the rain in your life? I can. I can't. And I can't say that I always have been able to. But for this stage of my life right now, because I'm not growing weary, my mindset was regenerated. My focus was sharpened. I began to more clearly see his intent for my life. That Valerie was not to be an island, but there were individuals that she could gravitate to and those that could strengthen her. We talk a lot about iron, sharpening iron. He placed me in the midst of individuals who would aid in sharpening me, and in me being sharpened, I could empower and sharpen them in return. But when this happened, there was still storms and rain in my life. But I didn't get bogged down. I didn't allow it to become burdensome. I didn't begin to worry about what was taking place, but I began to rejoice because I know that God had intent for it.
Oh, okay. Okay. Ooh, okay. Yeah, thank you. I had these flashbacks or these, not really even flashbacks, but these moments when I can recall situations and things in life where my perspective was so very different. And I know that I'm not unique in this, that many of us have been in places in life where it just didn't make sense to feel what you were feeling and to be doing what you were doing, but yet it was still necessary. I think back to the Dramatics. I'm dating myself. The Dramatics was a song that says, I want to go outside in the rain. And the lyrics of that song says, I want to go outside in the rain. It may sound crazy, but I want to go outside in the rain. I want to go outside in the rain. Once the rain starts falling on my face, you won't see me a single trace, but the tears I'm crying because of you, I'm crying. Don't want you to see me cry. Let me go, let me go, let me go. I want to go outside in the rain. I want to go outside in the rain, not because of what Dramatics said. And it's not because I don't want you to see me cry. It's because I want to feel the rain on my face and be able to embrace the love that you have for me, Father. I want to go outside in the rain. I want to be drenched. I do. I want to be drenched. And I'm not just talking about a physical rain. I'm talking about a spiritual rain where we want to be in his presence. And we say, rain on me, fall on me, rain down your sorry for that. We were just disconnected. Nonetheless, sometimes you've got to go outside in the rain. And it does sound crazy, but there is a place that God wants us to be in. There is a place that he wants us to embrace. There is a season that we're coming into now where we are going to reap. We're going to reap the benefits of what we've endured. This is a time where God wants you to be able to stand the rain, even go out in the rain, enjoy the rain. That we are not bothered by the storms of life. Storms are going to come. We do know this. Rain is going to fall. We do know this. But know that behind the storm, generally we see a rainbow. Behind the rain, there's a scent, there's a smell. You know, there's just that moment of peace and tranquility that comes after the rain. So change your perspective of what's taking place, even now in your life, where you feel like things are just all knotted up, nothing's moving, nothing's flowing. And just surrender that. Allow the areas of your life that have been constricted to open up and embrace the flow of God's love, His power, and His anointing. Be willing to enjoy the rain. You know, back in the day when we used to sit on the porch, you could smell the rain coming. And it wasn't a time to go in, but we would just sit there and feel the breeze of the rain flowing and the water hitting our face. And it was good. God should position yourself now to feel His love breeze by, His anointing fall on you to invigorate the power that resides on the inside of you so that you can succeed. And what it is He's given. Can you enjoy the rain? Are you willing to enjoy the rain? I am. I want to grow. I want to grow so that everything that He placed inside of me, every promise that He's made to me, I can experience the manifestation. I want to grow. And I know the only way that I'm going to grow is that I'm nurtured, I'm watered, and I'm cultivated by His power. Thank you, Lord. Enjoy the rain. The next time they're calling for rain where you are, take some time to just go and stand in it for a moment. Feel it. Experience it. See that it's not harming you. Yeah, you'll get wet. Just go put a hat on it. Cover up, but still, go and experience the rain. And allow it to wash away. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Holy Spirit. It'll wash away things that have been holding you in constraint. It'll wash those things away and get to the place of that seed that needs to come forth. Enjoy the rain. Be willing to grow and be all that God has empowered you to be. Don't get weary in doing well or well-doing, as the word states. For in due season you will reap if you faint not. Don't get bothered by life circumstances and situations right now. Bogged down by that. Change is coming. Change is coming. You will succeed. You're going to get through this. Change your attitude. Change your perspective. Not everybody is against you. Not every situation is to harm you. I remember being at a service some years back, and the apostle said to a woman that was standing up front, she said, "Close your eyes. Open your eyes. What do you see?" The woman said what she saw. She said, "Now close your eyes and open your eyes. What do you see?" And the woman said, "I still see the same thing." The apostle said, "Close your eyes. Now open your eyes again. What do you see?"
woman declared, I still see the same thing. She said, now close your eyes and open your eyes again. And it was at that time when she opened her eyes, she went out. Nobody touched her. She went out because finally she was able to understand what she was seeing. We have been looking at things in the natural where God wants us to look at things in the spirit. And once we see things more clearly in the spirit, then we can truly enjoy the rain. Close your eyes. Now open your eyes again. What do you see? Okay, yeah, I hear some of y'all laughing because you're saying, I still see the same thing. Close your eyes again. Now open your eyes in the spirit and begin to see life according to how God wants you to see life. Don't be the pessimist. Be the optimist that your glass is half full versus being empty. That I call those things that be not as though they were. I begin to decree and declare the blessings of the Lord over my life because now I have the ability to enjoy the rain versus seeing it to be something that will cause me hardship. Our time is up this morning. Thank you for those who called in and those who joined us on the web. I pray that this word has been strength to you, word to empower you and carry you through the next days. And if it does rain, enjoy it. Realize that God is trying to grow something in you. Grow something in you to bring him glory in the earth. Father, we thank you for this time. We thank you for this word, God. We thank you for the seeds that have been watered in each of us. Thank you for the manifestation that will come because we were able to enjoy the rain. We thank you for it and count it done in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless each of you. We love you so much. As always, we encourage you every day, do something to empower yourself. And once you've been empowered, we ask that you please take the responsibility to empower someone else. God bless you until next time.